Welcome to Positive Change with Dorina. Dorina provides her experience and opinions about various topics as interesting information for you to enjoy. She has a PhD in physiology, a degree in behavioral health counseling, a daily practice of yoga and meditation, and over 20 years' experience using alternative healing methods to help people get unstuck. She is not a medical doctor nor a therapist. If you have a medical condition or health issue, please consult your personal health care provider. Remember to be sensible and take care of yourself.
Welcome to Positive Change with Dorina. I've been thinking a lot lately about what my next show could be about. In fact, just this morning, I contemplated the show as I washed the dishes, cooked a tuna casserole, and ate my breakfast. This affirmed an idea I've had all week that maybe it was time to end the Positive Change with Dorina podcast. My personal aspiration right now is to spend my time being present. When I'm doing the dishes, I desire to be doing the dishes and nothing else. When I eat, I would like to be present in my eating. Instead, this morning I found myself talking to an imaginary podcast audience. In fact, this has been one of my major distractions this week, trying to figure out what my podcast will be about while I'm doing other things. As I mentioned in episode 38, after doing a week-long retreat, I realized that being in the present moment would contribute the most to my desire to be free of all tension and mental afflictions. I tend to want more and more. If I can imagine it, I desire to do it. I have lots of ideas for projects, things I would like to try, and creations to make. However, my desire to have peace trumps all these ideas, and I have to reel myself back in sometimes. There is my opportunity for choice. Do I really desire peace, or do I want to clutter my life up with temporary pleasures? Each project starts as an exciting idea, but it often ends as a ho-hum sort of thing, because I like the excitement of the beginning. A thought has been popping into my mind recently as a reminder. It is, the Buddha taught what to pick up and what to put down. Now, the Buddha taught one thing and one thing only, how to gain lasting peace. However, his message can be used for anyone to achieve any goal. If you have something you want, very simply ask yourself, what do I need to pick up to reach my goal, and what do I need to put down? The basic thing with achieving any goal is to make it an obsession. If you want to be successful at business, then that business comes first and you live and breathe your business. While certainly you can achieve some success with less focus, but people that report the most amazing achievements always talk about having a clear focus and making that focus their priority. Consider Gandhi, a leader in the nonviolent protests that changed India. Now, he's been criticized as neglecting his family and actually disowning his eldest son. So his focus was so much on this political, spiritual change that he let that other stuff kind of go. Now, if you desire work, family, and personal life balance, then your focus is spread between three things, and neither one or none of them get 100%. And in that case, you're not going to care if your business isn't in the top 100, since your goal is actually life balance. Now, as for me, my goal is total enlightenment, which is defined as the permanent cessation of mental afflictions. I'm not sure what it's like, because it's beyond this reality, but I've heard it described as being beyond judgment, being completely aware, abiding in the experience of no self, and certain people might say the experience of God. Other words that point to enlightenment and are used as synonyms are eternal peace and eternal bliss. Now, all of this sounds pretty out there, but I've actually met people who've realized this and others that are well on their way. So for me, it's a real possibility. And I'm guided to focus on the present moment as one of the practices that will help me realize this possibility. So for me, in this lifetime, or in this time and place, my Mount Everest is this thing called no self, which my understanding is if I focus on the present moment, I'll realize it. I ask myself, what do I need to pick up and what do I need to put down? And I could use my mind to analyze what to pick up and what to put down, but I live a life that is intuition driven. So actually, I can sense the things that I need to put down once I have my intention clear, and I can sense what I need to pick up based on, again, my goal. Now, right now, I'm drawn to put down anything that requires me to keep a schedule unless it's needed for me to take care of basic needs like food and housing. Scheduling seems to take me out of the moment and create stress and causes me to rush about to get things done before my appointment or to fit it all in the day. You know, perhaps I could learn to schedule without the stress, but my life is set up right now where I can actually drop all business activities that require planning. So goodbye business. This also means goodbye to Facebook. I actually only use Facebook to keep connections with people with the thought I might contribute to them. For me, that is business. It might be a little different than what you would define as business, but my work is based on relationships and offering people different perspective. So even when I post something about my day-to-day life, hey, my daughter just graduated, it is with the thought of keeping people aware of who I am and what I'm up to. I'm sharing what is valuable to me with the idea of attracting like-minded people. However, Facebook isn't contributing to my ability to be in the moment. I get distracted by what people post, and sometimes I reflect on those posts. For instance, I have one friend that posts a lot of positive posts on accomplishments of a particular race, suggesting that the mainstream media is ignoring these. And she's probably right. But I'm always wondering if this makes her racist. And I wonder if someone that is hating people that are racist isn't somehow contributing to the problem. You know, kind of like hating the haters? Sounds like a loop to me. I kind of want to move beyond judgment, but I can see that Facebook seems to trigger judgments in me. I judge everyone that is judging. I react to Facebook posts. I contemplate that perhaps Facebook is valuable in helping me move beyond my reactions. Hey, I'm getting lots of practice. However, just for today, I have realized that Facebook content isn't very much of a contribution to my goal right now, and I have plenty of other opportunities to work with my reactions to people, places, and things. The other way that Facebook pulls me out of the moment is that instead of being completely in the moment, I'm thinking about taking a photo to share my moments on Facebook. You know, I'm in the garden and I see a flower and it's like, where's my phone? I want a picture. I want to share it. You know, I'm with my horses. It's, oh, I need a picture. I want to share it. You know, I really like sharing and getting positive feedback. However, that isn't being in the moment. I'm thinking about where the phone is. I'm thinking about people's reactions. You know, I'm sharing. I'm motivated to get feedback and to get the good feelings I get. But I have to remember, I really want to be in the moment. So Facebook will have to go. Oh, one more thing about Facebook I experienced after a 28-day retreat. When I was transitioning out of retreat, I opened my Facebook, and even before I could read anything, I was overwhelmed with the energy. Since I was so quiet and so used to being in that quiet from 28 days alone on a silent retreat, this was a dramatic experience. It was like being hit with a bomb, and I quickly closed the page and waited a couple more days. I wasn't ready to enter that busy world quite yet, and I didn't think that just opening Facebook and not sharing or doing anything would actually create such energy. Now, I've had that experience once before, you know, where a page on my computer would create a lot of energy. You know, I innocently searched on a specific term that apparently also refers to a woman's genitals. The page came up with a whole bunch of pictures and the sexual energy was so strong, I immediately wanted to masturbate. I could have been reacting to the pictures, but it seemed that I had just entered in the world of desire of all the people viewing those pictures at the same moment. Or maybe they were viewing it at different moments, but whatever it was embedded in that page, it seemed like, this sexual energy. So, if I want more peace, Facebook will need to go. What will I pick up? Being in the moment, of course. Going a little slower. Listening to my body and myself and my intuition. All those things we really like to do, but we're too busy to do them. You know, with less scheduled and less distraction, I think it will be easier to hear that quiet voice of the universe responding to my intentions. The worldly things I will be doing in the next 6 months or year include purchasing the fixer-upper I've been living in and doing some major construction projects. The roof needs to be redone. Is it possible to be aware of each and every shingle I put on? Well, I'm certainly going to need to be aware of what I'm doing as I work on a very steep pitch, two-story roof. In addition, my elderly mother is selling her place in Michigan and will be moving in with us. I'm not sure how that will look yet, but I can tell you being present will certainly be a benefit during the process. Of course, I will continue to be in my garden and be with the rescued horse and mule and be with the land I live on and be in the flow, which is what I want by eliminating all the scheduled things. Just be in that moment in my practice. What would you like in your life? What would you need to pick up or put down to have that? You know, one other thought comes to mind. The Buddha also said, kill your mother and father. Kill your mother and father. He didn't really mean it literally, but he was referring to the fact that one of our biggest attachments is our family. In order to be a Buddha, which takes kind of a dedication and that single-pointed focus to achieve it, there comes a time and place where you need to let your family just be without you trying to take care of them. The Buddha's father wanted him to take over as the next king. Instead, Buddha left the kingdom, his father, and his wife in pursuit of ending sickness, aging, and death. Eventually, all those people joined him, and they all reached arhantship, which is the state of someone being enlightened. You're an arhant when you're enlightened. You know, I tell this story because many times, in order to have what we desire, we have to give up something that we are also desiring and that we're attached to. Perhaps we want to be a good daughter or son, or maybe a good mother or father. Other people have ideas about what it means to be a good spouse or employee. It is a wise practice to realize that our definitions of what a good parent or employee mean are merely constructs. They're what we believe, and oftentimes our beliefs can limit us, and they can get us stuck. Sometimes when we go for what we desire, we have to let go of another thing we desire. Choose what you really desire in your life, and watch out for those subconscious or habitual blocks that tell you you can't have it, or that you're going to be a bad person if you go for that and you can neglect something else in your life. I was talking to someone recently that wanted a certain thing in her life. I recommended someone that could help her, and she said to me, I can't afford that. She shut out all possibilities with that one conclusion. Now, I always think I can afford anything, but some things I don't choose because they are not as valuable to me as their price. But I never just blanketly say I can't afford that or I don't have money for anything extra. You know, it's better to ask, if I choose that thing, will it create more for me? Hey, there's a chance that that thing will actually create more money in your life if you choose it. And you could ask something like, what would it take for me to have that in my life? There might be another way of getting it besides just paying for it. Sometimes people will do trades. Sometimes people will gift you. Ask yourself what stands in the way of you creating the life you desire. And keep asking it until the universe provides you with an answer. I hope you've enjoyed this series of podcasts. To find out what I'm up to now, check out my website, dorinarode.com. If you would like more of me, I have a number of books you can purchase on Amazon. Just search on Dorina Road and they'll come up. I also have over 200 blog posts at my website, tesli.org. That's T-E-S-L-I.org. You might enjoy reading those. If you would like to learn how to delete subconscious blocks instantly, like I do on this podcast, sign up for my upcoming book, Would You Like to Change That?, where I actually explain the Change Anything Now process and teach you how to do it. So you can go to the website, wouldyouliketochangethat.com, and sign up there. And once I get 1,000 requests for the book, I'm going to release it. How does it get better than that? Positive Change with Dorina. Program credits. Music is Cheery Monday by Kevin McLeod. Incompetech.com. License under the Creative Commons. By Attribution 3.0 license. The voice intro was by Dylan McCloskey. You can find him on Fiverr.com. The podcast, copyright 2017, Dorina Road, all rights reserved.